final contestant and speaker today will be speaking about Ramadan, which is very timely because the month of Ramadan is will soon be upon us. The title of the speech is Revving Up for Ramadan, and it will be presented by Reem Tabash.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. So, I'm going to talk about Ramadan. Ramadan is the most important time for us Muslims. This year, it will be in the middle of the summer, around the beginning of August. And it is now the beginning of June, which means that Ramadan is coming in only 2 months. So I've decided to talk about what you can do to get ready for Ramadan. Well, first of all, Ramadan is the ninth month of the Islamic calendar. The word Ramadan comes from an Arabic word meaning intense heat, scorched ground, and shortness of food and water. It lasts 29 or 30 days and is the most holy and blessed month. We never can be sure ahead of time when it starts because it starts with the coming of the new moon, but we do know that it moves back about 11 days every year. This is because the Islamic calendar consists of 354 days, unlike the normal calendar, which consists of 365 or 366 days. During Ramadan, most people are expected to fast, except for children, the sick, and the elderly. To fast means that you cannot drink or eat for the whole day. It is also a time for charity and giving, and all Muslims are encouraged to give to the poor. But those who cannot fast can give to the poor to make up for not fasting too. The purpose of Ramadan is to promote self-discipline, self-control, and empathy for others. It is a time of strengthening your connection with God. It is not only during Ramadan where you get closer to God, but before it too. There are many ways that you can get ready for Ramadan. For those who have trouble with things like swearing, you should probably get used to the idea of not swearing because if you swore during Ramadan, well, that isn't a good thing. And if someone smoke or something, then they could use Ramadan as an opportunity to quit since you can't smoke while fasting. And you should start praying with more concentration, sincerity, and memorize du'as. And you should also start thinking about the mistakes you've made during the year, because Ramadan is a chance to start over, to reset yourself. Ramadan is a salvation, great show of worship for God, and all shall be forgiven if you learn not to make the same mistakes again. Before Ramadan, you might want to fast a few days during Shabbat so that by Ramadan it would be easier to fast, so that you wouldn't spend your time thinking about how hungry you were and more time helping others and going to the masjid. You'd also want to clear out your schedule because you have work or projects that you'd want done ahead of time. So, because during Ramadan you want to be focusing on helping others instead of work. Another important thing is decreasing cell phone use, actually. People use cell phones for thousands of minutes a month. Think for a second. We have school and work, projects and assignments. We have to eat and sleep and do all the housework, take care of family issues, and then we have to pray, of course. But with all this time, where would we have time to text? With all that cell phone use, you're missing your chance to do good deeds. If you spend all your time during Ramadan on your cell phone, you would have missed out on the chance of getting all the benefits. There is great importance in preparing before Ramadan. When you start Ramadan with no preparation, sure you're fasting, but you aren't really into it. You aren't taking full advantage of it. Slowly you start getting more and more into it, but by the time you're taking all the benefits, Ramadan is nearly over. It's also a matter of having good habits. If you only start getting into Ramadan the last few days when it's over, you'll be back to your old habits because you hadn't had enough time to get new ones. If you started reading yourself right now, you could start Ramadan with all the enthusiasm and you would probably continue with the good habits you picked up long after Ramadan is over. So I think that we should all start getting ready now for Ramadan, as soon as possible, because otherwise you're missing out on the most important month of the year. Thank you.
Inshallah. Thank you very much, Reem, for the very timely reminder and some excellent tips there. Inshallah.